This event that we can say is the largest ever recorded in an instrumental way by the Cuban National Seismological Service since 1964, with its first station in Soroa, was a strong event felt throughout the Western Caribbean. It had the peculiarity that from what occurred, another fault zone was activated in another series of faults close to Cayman Island. At the moment, there are two active zones, the Cayman Island area and the Cabo Cruz area. That of the Cayman Islands area has the highest seismic activity at the moment. The event had of magnitude 6.1. The aftershocks will continue for several months, and over time, they will tend to decrease. Although the Caribbean area is not an area of the greatest seismic activity in the world, it is an active zone, an area that has a tectonic plate that moves in relation to the North American plate. Along the border of the plates, the Caribbean seismic activity is concentrated. We have seen very strong earthquakes in the Caribbean in the last years, for example, the recent earthquake in Puerto Rico. Although the seismic activity has remained low in our country these last 2 years, there have been events of significant magnitudes along the border of the plate, and there are situations that occur in the Caribbean that will continue like this. We will keep the population informed.